Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mathis Media Hub Radio. You know what? I'm so excited, and you should be too, because today we're talking to Tito Puente Jr., and I'll tell you a little bit about him. Tito Puente Jr. carries his father with him, imprinted on his physical being and locked in his soul. It's in his looks. It is his joy and his music. Tito Jr. is on a passionate mission. The younger Puente is determined to nurture the musical legacy left by his father. He refuses to let his father become a distant memory. Actually, he says he was just too vibrant, too exciting. There was magic in the music my father made. It made people happy all over the world. So that's Tito Puente Jr. How exciting. And he should be calling in a minute. In the meantime, I wanted to remind people that if you wanted a show here on Mathis Media Hub Radio, if you wanted to be a host, please give us a call at 908-328-7014, and we can talk to you about being a host. Or if you have something you want to share about your passion, also call us at 908-328-7014. So there you go. We have a website up, by the way, who was done by Eric Cooper. I'm so proud of him, and I'm so proud of our website. It is www.mathismediahubs.com. And we've got all sorts of exciting things happening on the website. We have, let's see, there's a Friday thing for Instagram. So take a look at that. And, also meet our staff. We have a wonderful staff, so you'll enjoy reading about them and getting to know who you will be talking to. All right, I think we have Tito on the phone. Hello, Tito. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be on your show again.
Oh,
I appreciate
you inviting me.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Good. So, you know, I already read over your bio. And
yes.
Again, I just want to say kudos to you for expressing your warmth for your dad and bringing that out there. So that's fantastic. It just remains to be fantastic. And you can see that. Mm-hmm. I look at you on Facebook, and you're all over the place.
I am practically, and thank you for acknowledging, you know, my respect to my father. He was an incredible man. Really made an impact on this world and the music industry itself. Mm-hmm. There will be no one ever like him, as we see in our future. He was one of a kind, and he's mm-hmm. sorely missed. And it was 15 years ago, last Sunday, that we lost Tito Puente, and it was May 31st, 2000. So this week has been a little tough on me, but it was my birthday. I just celebrated my 44th birthday as well. So that cheered me up somewhat, and I'm celebrating my anniversary to my beautiful love of my life, Rosalie, and she's fantastic, and things are moving. Yes, and I am everywhere practically.
Yeah, you are.
I am doing a lot of concerts, big things happening, especially this week. We're taking the whole family up to New York, and we're going to celebrate something really special. If you are in the New York area and are listening, we are going to be in the Puerto Rican Day Parade, which is this Sunday, June 14th. It goes down Fifth Avenue. There's over 3 million Puerto Rican people that will be lining the streets of New York City in celebration of our flag, our culture, our heritage. And my sister, Audrey Puente, who happens to be a meteorologist on Fox Television in New York, she will be the host on Fox TV. Locally in New York City, so you'll see my sister Audrey Puente. So two offspring of the Tito Puente clan will be representing Puerto Rico in New York this Sunday.
Wonderful. And I just wanted to add that I also see Rosalie all over your Facebook, so I know the love and affection you have for her. Oh, I think we lost him. He'll be calling back in. Something happened. Maybe he was in a spot where he couldn't really talk. That happens when I'm on my cell phone, so I understand how that is. I have some news of where he is going to be. Tito will be on September 25th in Atlanta, Georgia, and September 27th he'll be in Saratoga, California. So there you go. He's going to be in the Puerto Rican Day Parade, which is going to be absolutely stunning. I hope I can make it down there. I think I'm going to make a point of making it down there. It's going to be so much fun and so vibrant. So can't wait to do that. So, yeah, we're waiting for Tito to come back on, and I think that he's here right now. So here we go. Oh, you're back. All right. I was just telling our audience a couple of dates that you had in September. One was in Atlanta, Georgia, and the other in Saratoga, California. Yeah.
I have some fantastic events happening real soon. With the Puente Clan, and I think the most important one to me is celebrating the life and legacy of my father. And I'm doing something very big in Chicago coming up on Sunday, June 21st. They're going to rename a street in the Humboldt Park area of Chicago after my father. So that's something really special.
Wow.
And I want to thank the city of Chicago and the Puerto Rican community and, of course, the Chamber of Commerce. Saluting my father for that great, great honor.
Wow. So. But, you know, there is, all right, so there is a definite likeness, but you have your own uniqueness, Tito. Through your music, you have introduced different rhythms to your music. All right, here we go again. He just got off again. You know what I think? I think he's in a bad spot. Or maybe it's lightning and thundering and carrying on where he is. I'm going to ask him when he comes back. But I was just going to ask him about his own uniqueness. I really do think he has his own sort of uniqueness, and his father has his uniqueness as well. Like he said, his dad is locked in his soul. But I think, if you've ever been to a Tito Puente concert, you'll see that, I don't know, he's got that kick and that thing, and you just can't stop dancing and clapping. So it's joy all around with him. It's just fantastic. So when he gets back, I'm also going to talk to him about his boyhood when he was a little boy. What was his first drum set? And did he drive his family crazy when he was banging on it? Or was he that talented where they said, wow? So we'll see. That's another question that we're going to pose to him. I really, really want to know that. I was thinking about that all day. And how long did he practice to get where he is today? Because sometimes, I don't know, some musicians have to practice for years and years and years, and then you have those who are gifted, gifted in what they do. So let's find out if he had a gift or whether or not he really struggled at learning. And then the last thing I want to talk to him about is his passion. Let me see if he's got a few tips he can say out there to you guys on following your passion and holding on to it or starting it now, and all that kind of good stuff that's going on. I like to take this time while I'm waiting for Tito to get back on the phone. I would like to take this time just to go over some of our guests that will be coming up soon. We have Catherine Natale will be coming up. You know, and I'm hesitating on that because my Google Calendar just flipped out, and I don't have the exact date for Catherine Natale, But Catherine will be here. She's an actress, and she has a show that she's trying to get across to cable, Showtime, HBO, etc. All right, here we go. He's back. Tito,
yeah.
Is there lightning
yeah,
and thundering going on?
I switched over to a landmine. I apologize to you.
That's okay.
And to the
That's
to the listeners too as well. But yes, I am back.
Good.
Thank you for
so
being patient. I thank you.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, as I was saying before, that you do have your own unique sound, although you know, a lot of your father is in it, but you have your own unique thing going on too.
Yes, but, you know, the music that I've been playing for the past 15 years since his passing has been a mixture of Latin jazz and mambo music and a lot of his old arrangements that he did back in the 1950s in the Palladium era. And Palladium was a very famous nightclub in New York City, along with Machito and Tito Rodriguez and my father. They created a sound all on its own and created this mambo sound. And today they call it salsa music. And a lot of people go and dance to different clubs all around the world, and they dance salsa music. But my father was one of the pioneers of that sound. And I in the past 15 years, I've been trying to hone in what I feel is good Latin jazz music. I'm crossing over towards the jazz market now, and I'm really happy at the conjunto that I have, which is a smaller version of what my father's big band was. But
yeah,
I have my own little sound. It's own distinctive.
You
when
do.
You see me live, it's something unique and different. And I think what's most important is that the youth of today remember who Tito Puente was, you know, and I think that's most important
right.
when I'm doing my concerts. Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll always remember who you are, you know, as well. And speaking of salsa, I read a blurb on the internet, a statement that you made said, salsa is what you dip your chips into.
Yeah, dip your sauce in, right? At a Mexican restaurant or any restaurant, you know, salsa tomate goya. Yeah, I call it that. And
wow.
Yeah, it's a sauce. It's a sauce. But that whole word actually was fabricated from a gentleman by the name of Johnny Pacheco. And Johnny Pacheco created the whole Fania movement back in the 70s, and he wanted to do a mix of a mashup of different sounds of Dominican and Puerto Rican and Cuban sound, and he called it salsa. But my father never caught on to that terminology because the music that he does play is Afro-Cuban music, and it's called guanguanco, mambo, rumba, cha-cha-cha. They had different names for the sound and of course, the rhythms that were coming from the different bands at that era. But salsa is what they call it today.
Yeah, and it keeps you going, and it keeps you happy, your spirits up. I mean, you can't be sad around salsa at all. But you know what?
At all.
While you were gone, I said to my audience, I said, I'm going to ask Tito to tell us about when he was a little boy and he got his first drum set. What was that like?
Oh, God, I got to go back a little bit. I just turned 44, so my memory goes a little bit. But, you know, I remember my first drum set, and we were living in New York City, and it was something really special. I think it was a Ludwig kit. So for those of you drummers know who Ludwig was, it was a very popular drum kit back in the 70s and 60s, and Buddy Rich played one of those, and it was just a fantastic experience. And I just had the kick drum and the snare drum, and I played it, and I whacked on them, and my father was very encouraging on it, but he never taught me how to play drums. I always had to go to school for that, and I'm very appreciative of that, and that's why I learned to play the percussion. Yeah, I had to go to school. He made me go to school every day. If you want to learn about this, I'm not going to teach you. You know, and I was young at the time, so I couldn't travel with him. But I learned eventually on how to. I learned from a great man named Sam Ulano. He's a fantastic drummer in New York City, and he taught me a lot of rudiments and jazz drumming and how to hold the sticks and something really special. And then I crossed over to rock music, and that's when I really honed in on my sound and what I wanted to do in this world, which is percussion playing. And I'm grateful to this day for that. But my father was a very big influence in that. You know, I would have never experienced playing the drum set if he didn't buy me one, you know?
Right.
So,
that's right.
Something special.
That's right. Now, what about, I also want to talk about the two USO tours, performing for troops in Japan, Korea, Spain, and Italy.
Yeah.
Wow, that must have been something.
I know that you read two, but we've done seven, to be honest with you, Joanna. We've done seven USO tours, and
ooh,
we're going about to embark on our eighth. I really enjoy performing for the women in the armed forces, men and women in the armed forces, and they're just fantastic people. And go figure, a lot of Latinos, a lot of Puerto Ricans are in the military, and
yeah,
they love Latin music. And we've traveled to different countries, and I've seen what they accomplished in our freedom for this country. So all your listeners that are listening right now, thank you for your service. Thank you for your honor. Thank you for your,
absolutely,
your belief in this country and belief in Latin music. And we are there for your morale. We want to travel more overseas to make sure that you guys are getting a little taste of America or Latin America over there.
That's right.
Fighting for this country. And they're just fantastic. And it was such a great experience, and we plan on doing more of that.
Wonderful. Now, we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be back to hear more, so hold on.
Woo-hoo!
Here is a well-documented fact. Humans spend approximately 33% of life in bed. That's a good reason to consider bringing your bed into the 21st century with Function All Linens. They'll change your bedtime forever. Designed for every kind of bedtime you can imagine, these fun and functional bed sheets have his and her side pockets that hold pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. The pockets allow you to have your cell phone, iPad, remotes, and anything else you need within your fingertips reach at all times. No more cluttered nightstands. No more fumbling around in the dark. Simply reach for your pocket. Experience the affordable comfort and pure luxury that only Function All Linens can offer. For more information or to order, visit functionall-linens.com or bedazzle.com.
Welcome back to Mathis Media Hub Radio. We're talking to Tito Puente Jr. How fantastic is that? And we were just talking about his seven USO tours, performing in Japan, Korea, Spain, Italy, all over the place, and that's just fantastic. I also want to mention, Tito, your contribution by playing or contributing, I don't know, for Toys for Tots and the Jerry Lewis Marathon.
Yes, I've done that many times. I love performing for children, especially in the time of when they're very much in need of toys. And me being a father, it's extremely important. As a matter of fact, I make my kids, I make my kids pack up their stuff every Christmas, all the toys they don't play with, and we go and we make sure that we donate it to Toys for Tots for kids.
How
you know,
nice.
Because, these kids, they play with toys a few times and then they don't play with them anymore. And I go, hey, guys, my children are very young, 6 and 7 and 8 years old. And I tell them, listen, you're done with playing with that. There's a kid out there that wants to play with that. And they're very concerned about that. And they said, hey, Daddy, why don't you give this toy to somebody who really wants to play with it? And I think it's important that the children, get those toys. And, Toys for Tots is a very, very extremely wonderful, wonderful fundraising event. And I know they do it around the world. And it's something really special to me. And I love doing things like that. And Jerry Lewis, I mean, what can I say about Jerry Lewis Telethon?
That's right.
I didn't even get pulled into it, but a good friend of mine named Tony Orlando gave me a call once and said, hey, man, I think we need some Latin music on this telethon. And I went to New York, and Tony invited me on stage. And from that point on, I started doing the telethon a few years in a row, and it was something really special warm. And I'm glad that I got to work with Tony and Jerry Lewis on raising awareness and funds to all of their needs and all of their, their fundraising efforts. Fantastic opportunity, too. Let me tell you, a lot of people watch the telethon every year. And it's really, it works hand in hand. And, of course, all of it is done with the kindness of all the artists' hearts. And we never get compensated. We don't expect to be compensated. We go over there and we raise funds and we show our talent and we want everybody to donate. And I think that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Well, I was in my living room when you were on Dancing with the Stars, one of my favorite program to watch. And I said, oh, boy, did he have me going. I mean, how nice was that? And you looked really good, Tito.
Thank you. Thank you. not according to my wife. She was like, you're wearing the wrong shirt.
You're kidding.
But it was something really special. And I still get calls today. I tell you how the whole story went. A friend of mine named Cheryl Burke, and she's one of the most amazing dancers, won twice in a row, fantastic dancer on the show, loves my father, loves my music, and decided to ask the producers, hey, why don't we get Tito Jr., and I want to do this whole segment on him and his father and the whole thing. And it all worked out, and it was just a spur-of-the-moment thing. And I told my wife, I said, they called me for Dancing with the Stars. She's like, oh, my God. Well, this is fantastic news. And I didn't even know what to do. I thought they wanted me to be on it. And I thought I would end up like Jerry Springer and get knocked off the first week.
you thought they wanted you to dance?
They wanted me to dance.
Would that be nice?
Well, you know, maybe one day I might be on it. Who knows? But it was just – and then they were like, no, they want you to perform. They want you to perform your music. And Cheryl requested you personally. And I was just, like, so amazed at it. We happened to be in Washington, D.C. at the time doing a concert with Gilberto Santa Rosa, and we were performing. And they called us right at the last minute, and we ended up flying out to L.A., and my sister ended up coming out there and my whole family, and it was really something special. And we did that beautiful tribute, Oye Como Va, which is one of my dad's signature standard songs. And, of course, you know, the Palins were there, and I think Bristol was in there, his daughter. And, there was some fantastic, and Emmett Smith, and there was some great, great dancers. And I was very intimidated and scared because I thought they were asking me to be on the show, but they were like, no, we want you to perform. So when I got there, I thought it was a joke, and next thing I know, I'm in the middle of a ballroom with stars, and I was dancing with them, practically. And that was it.
Wonderful.
And it really was one of the highest-rated shows that they had, and I was excited. I think it was season they've been 10 seasons now, and I think it was like season 8 or something. And you guys could still see that, of course, on ABC.com and YouTube, and you can see the fantastic tribute they did for my father. But I got to thank Cheryl. Cheryl was really the instrument and the person that asked me to be on the show, and I'm grateful for her. And I'm grateful that she actually took a chance on Latin ballroom dancing and bringing a Latin artist. And after that, after me, came Ricky Martin and Pitbull and Mark Anthony and all these other great Latin artists started appearing on the show. Before that, they weren't really, you know, showcasing the musical acts. They were showcasing the dancers. But then, of course, the music acts started getting bigger after my appearance. And I'm so grateful for them. And I still get people. I walk down the street today. Hey, you're on Dancing with the Stars.
Hey,
and
that's right.
I tell them I was on. I was on Dancing with Disasters. I can't dance.
That's funny. Yeah, but listen, a lot of them can't dance, but they end up dancing. That's why I love the show so much.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why I love
Patty
the show,
LaBelle
too. We both watch it. We want to see the underdog finally make it. And my wife dances so good. She dances so good, ballroom salsa dancing.
Oh,
fantastic. And I told her, I said, hey, you know, and when we met, she was like, oh, you got to know how to dance. You're Tito Puente Jr. And I said, I don't know how to dance a step. I know how to break dance.
Well, you know something?
And
I
was
some
horrible.
That you mentioned your wife, Rosalie. I was going to say that you two are like two peas in a hole. Every time I see I see Rosalie, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. She is fantastic. She's really something special to me. We're celebrating our anniversary today. And, she's I took her out to a beautiful lunch, but I might do something later. Who knows? But she's a fantastic, and she's really the backbone of my career and my movements throughout career. And she's really something special, and I adore her. And, I can go on and on about her. She's really fantastic.
She loves Latin
music, you know?
Oh, she does?
Yeah. Yeah, and she's from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Very
she's a
nice.
Tough cookie, I got to tell you that. She keeps me in line. You know, Puerto Rican, Puerto Rican from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you know. And to me, it's meaningful because my father always told me, he goes, you know, my dad was born and raised in New York, and I'm a Bronx boy. So I met a girl from Brooklyn. It's
wow.
like two peas in a pod, exactly like you said.
There you go.
But she's a tough cookie. I adore her.
Nice.
And I'm grateful to God that she's in my life. And we have, you know, five children collectively. And she calls me the sixth
Beautiful.
Child.
Oh,
I'm the sixth kid.
Yeah, you have the sixth one, right?
So, Yeah.
That's
she's
nice.
A great mom, and she really shines, and you know, and mm-hmm. it's great. I mean, we travel a lot. I mean, every
I
week
know.
We're somewhere.
I know.
They're starting to recognize us in the airport and everything. Even the TSA
nice.
Agents. Hey, welcome back, Puentes. How are you? You know. And it's
That's
been a fantastic
nice.
Ride. And my dad would have been proud. He never got to meet her,
mm-hmm.
however,
or
his grandchildren. Yeah, my father never got to meet any of his grandchildren. He passed away, of course, you know, 15 years ago. So all the little ones are much younger than that. And but I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And, you know, she is my backbone and really something special to me. So.
But you deserve everything you have gotten. I mean, your absolutely. Your father raised a fantastic. Fantastic guy.
Yeah.
That. What more can Rosalie ask for, or your children ask for? So you're a super person.
I don't know. I don't know what she. I think she can ask for a lot more, but you know she's a fantastic person. But I try my best to make sure that she's well taken care of in the aspect of I don't ask for much.
Yeah.
So. But otherwise, you know, it's a great feeling, you know, and I'm very blessed to have you know, good people and good surroundings and of course good talent. I think that's very mm-hmm. very very important. My band and us, we travel around the world and they're fantastic, and she's right there along with us, which is important to me too, because I need that backbone to, you know,
to
it's a big band, you know, I have a very big orchestra.
That's right.
You know,
yeah, you
so,
have like 10 to 12 piece orchestra, right? Or bigger
than
that.
I got 13 guys. Yeah, it's a big band, you know, and she holds it down, and I try my best, you know, to keep that music integrity, and it keeps me grounded when she's around too, and also as an artist, it's a little tricky to make sure that I concentrate on the music. And, you know, she takes care of the business, and it's good. It's good to have that. It's a great team, and it works out great. And my father had that with my mom, you know.
So you had a great example
that
of
lead.
That.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I'm very grateful.
Yeah, and I think you're the man that everybody wants. So there you go. So,
Yeah, don't tell her that.
I won't. That's funny.
Yeah.
But listen, now that we're almost winding down for time, I wanted to get this in because people who are listening to this show have a passion, had a passion, trying to figure out what they should do with their passion or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
What is your advice to them?
Well, I would say for the musicians that are tuning in and listening to your listeners that are musicians or desire to sing or play an instrument, I would say hone in on that instrument. My father never, ever, ever, not one time, taught me one rudiment or drum stroke or anything like that. He actually was very instrumental in me going to school. And if it is your passion to sing or to play an instrument, definitely get that education. Learn how to read and write music. It's really extremely important, and I encourage everybody, who, even the young, especially the young kids, you know, and the youth that are just starting out, or just even if you're not, even if you're older, even if you're in your late 40s or 50s or 60s, I mean, if you pick up an instrument now, you can become an instrumental part in a band or in a solo act, and you can get work. I've always believed in that, and I've always said to myself, and my father taught me that too. He's like, you know, be you. You know, I'm giving you a gift of having a name, but make sure you represent it the right way, and you got to have some sort of talent, because you can't just go up on stage with a name, you know, then you'll be
That's
Kim
right.
Kardashian. You know what I mean?
How about that? You know, that's right.
Well, I can actually say that. No talent, but famous, you know? And there's, you
yeah.
know, there has to be some sort of like, do you sing? Do you dance? Do you act? Well, acting maybe,
do?
But, you know, you got to do something, girlfriend, you know? And
exactly.
That's where I'm at. It's, yeah, you got to have some sort of talent, and you have to have something where people, because people are not fooled, especially Puente fans. They want to see and
right.
hear live music with a live band, and I want to see him live. And I've done that for many, many years, and my father taught me that. And it's important, especially with your listeners, if you have that passion, make sure that you perform it live. You know, don't try to fool the public. It's not going to work. And
there
yeah, maybe
go.
You'll have a reality show, but you'll fade into obscurity. If you
That's
want
right.
a legendary career like Tito Puente and my career and things of that nature and things of people that have substance, Tony Bennett,
mm-hmm.
you know, Duke
mm-hmm.
Ellington, Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, you know, legends. I mean, they're icons
right.
and legends that will never, ever, ever be forgotten. They're in books, what you read when you go to music schools and you learn about them in music history classes and Jazz 101, you're going to hear about my father, Celia Cruz, you know, important people. And if you want that to be known as that and have that history, learn and hone in on your craft. And it's so
there
important
you go.
To me. And that's the only advice I can give to your listeners who are inspired
Wonderful.
By other musicians. You know, it's very, very important to get that education and really, you know, take it for what it is. Play your heart out, even if your mom
yeah.
and dad buy you a drum set and they'd be like at 3 a.m, be quiet, play it anyway and louder.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's their fault. They bought it for you because they want to see you shine. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And
that's right.
the way I did it. Yeah.
yeah.
It's funny. My dad,
yeah.
thank God my dad was out all night. But yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so
but,
much,
yeah,
Tito. That
yeah.
that was information to last and last and last.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I'm sorry, but our time is up. You know what?
Yeah.
Time flies
thank you
when
for
you're having,
having
fun, and I had such a
absolutely.
Great time with you. All right.
I always
so,
have a great time with you. I want to thank you for having me on your show again, and thank you for
good.
Following me. If the fans out there, follow me on Facebook, Tito Puente
good.
Jr. Instagram. I got some great pictures of my kids. Instagram, it's
okay.
Hashtag Tito Puente Jr. And of course Twitter
okay.
and all the other you know social media sites. But thank you again for inviting me on your show, and I really appreciate
absolutely.
It. And I'll be in New York, and there, and I got some great
okay.
concerts coming up. And you've always really thank you for taking the time, you know,
yeah.
and I appreciate it, too.
Well, thank you for taking the time. Are you kidding me? Anytime at all.
Oh, yeah.
I love talking to you anytime, Tito.
Yeah.
Say hello to Rosalie, and
too.
I remember your mom from the last time, and your children.
That's right, Margie Puente and little
that's
Tito
right.
Puente Jr. Yeah, they're
that's
doing
great.
We're all ready to go to New York. We're packing up now, and we'll be in New York. So if anybody's in the New York area this weekend, come out and check us out, the Puerto Rican Day Parade, this Sunday, right down Fifth Avenue. It's free. It's open to the public, and you're going to see some great artists like Mark Anthony, Jennifer Lopez, and Ricky Martin,
wow.
and Tito Puente Jr., and
wow.
all of us. We're all going to be there. It's going to be fantastic.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like
yeah.
fun.
Looking
well,
forward to it.
Take care, Tito. Be careful flying around. I know you're going to be all over the country again. And
yes.
in the future, and you're putting out your next album is?
Next album is going to be, I don't have a title yet. It'll be out this September. Make sure you guys look out for it. It'll be on iTunes
okay.
and all that. I have the first single already working on it. But it will be out at the end of this end of September this year. Exciting.
All right. Okay, hopefully you'll
yeah.
be back to give us a blast on it, okay?
Absolutely. I'll give you the exclusive.
Okay.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tito.
God bless
Take
you guys.
Care.
Have a great
you
evening.
Too.
Wepa!
Wepa! Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.